We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Ayin Amud Beis, more to the beginning of a line, starting with a pasuk. And this pasuk is in Mishlei, and it's Mevuyer in the Mefarshim. This was Bathsheba talking to her son Shlomo HaMelech, giving him Musar because he was going after his anos of Adan on Shlomo HaMelech. It was a huge tzaddik on his level. He was too much of a Bal Hana and Marva Basuda, and he married a queen from Mitzrayim, and it says that he overslept one morning, and because of that, the keys of the Beis HaMikdash were under his pillow, and they couldn't open the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Tamid, and it was Misacher a few hours. So his mother gave him a major Musa Shmuz, and that's what his Psukim in Mishlei are talking about. And it starts off, Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Sheisar Te'imai, which means it's talking to Shlomo HaMelech, because Shlomo HaMelech was called Lemuel, because everything he did was for Hashem. Lomaykel was for Hashem. And Masa Asher Yisartim means the parasha of Tichacha that his mother gave him, that his mother gave him this Musa, rebuked him. Divrei Lemuel Melech, Masa Asher Yisartim, Omer Biyekosh, Omer Shemichai, Melamed, Shekufasa Imel Omed, his mother tied him on a pole, Va'omer Loi, and he told him these following psukim, which is this. The pasuk Divrei Lemuel is parak lamed aleph pasuk aleph, and the next two psukim are one is pasuk beis and one is pasuk dalet. And the pasuk says like this: Ma bari umar bar bitni umar bar nidarai. And we read it and we type like this: Va'omer Loi ma bari hakol yoidim shavichi yerushmayim hava. Everyone knows that your father David HaMelech was Yerushmayim. And Achshav Yemru, Aimei Garmelech. Look at you, that you're going off over here, and they say it's my fault. It's a Mabari. Like, why are you acting like that, my son? Everyone's blaming on me. That was the first taina. Her second taina was, Uma Bar Bitni, Kol Noshim Shal Beis Avicha, all the other wives of your father, David HaMelech, Kimishim Is Abrois, Shuv Ein Reis Mei Melech. They never saw the Melech again, for Tashmish after that. I went in again in order that you should be a ben mezuras and lubin, a very good, well-rounded son. Like Rashi says, that shetashmish yofal of lad labnei v'lazarzoi. Kimi miseches nida shloish shechadosh ba'achreinim tashmish yofal of lad shemetoychar yetzei of lad melubin and mezuras. So here, he said, I went in, the reason why you're such a big chacham and such a beautiful person is because I did that for you. All other wives made a nedarim and they davened that their son should be royal malchus. I davened that he should be a godl b'tayra and hagun l'navias, real navi. And the pasuk later, two pasuk later says, it doesn't pass for you, the Melech, to drink wine. And the Gemara Taich is like this. What are you doing spending time with those kings that drink wine and mishtakim get drunk? For Amru, that's also Lemuel. Why are you hanging out with those malachim? V'leroiz demei sheicher. As someone who knows the razer elam should not say, where is the wine? Mishakol razer elam gulun loy. Someone who all the secrets of the world is open to him. Yishta yayim v'shtakas, drink wine and get drunk. Ikadam re'tiv and taichin roiznim. Mishakol razer elam mashkim l'paschai. All the smart people of the world come to your door. Yishta yayim, drink wine, v'shtakas, get drunk. How do you know that Shlomo HaMelech afterwards was moida to his mother? Said, you're right. The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Kibar anoichi meish v'levinis adam li," which means, "Kibar anoichi meish." I am worse than ish menoyach. The chesiv v'yachol noyach ish adama. I should learn to noyach. V'levinis adam li is adam rishon, and v'levinis adam li means like this is adam rishon that I should have been as adam, and realize that I'm making a mistake here, and I should learn from adam rishon. Back to our Mishnah and explanation of our Mishnah. Said in our Mishnah, the ochel b'chaburas mitzvah, if you drank the wine and ate the basar, and a chaburas mitzvah is not called a ben soira amir. Amr avo, ein chayiv at shi'echa b'chaburas shkulos rikim. Back to the ikka halacha, you're only chayiv for eating the basar and drinking the wine if you eat it in a chabura with only rikim. That's a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of no goodniks. And that's the only time you're chayiv. Right, the Gemara, Vanantanan, Ocho Bechaburas Mitzvah, Ein Asim Ensoy Meir. Time of the Mitzvah. Halav Mitzvah. Same Suda, just wasn't a Mitzvah, wasn't a Sudas Mitzvah. You would be chayv, even though we're assuming here that a usual group that eats with a mitzvah, so that group, when it's not a mitzvah, there's probably someone good over there. Avga lav kulas rikim, someone says, no, kamash v'lon. No, the mission is this. Avga lav kulas rikim, even if they're all garnished, given the mitzvah ka'asik lai memshech. The chiddush of mishnah is, avada you need to have all rikim. They all have to be that reikim who just sit and eat sudas all day. That's the type of people come. You eat with them, you come by and say, but the chiddush is, if they're eating sudas mitzvah, still will not be a problem. And here, the Gemara gives some kind of glimpse in why. He says, kim the mitzvah ka asik lemimshech. If you be oisik and eating with a mitzvah, that will not become addictive in the wrong way, and therefore it's not a problem. It's not called ben tzari murder. If you steal something and eat it, sudas mitzvah will not be a problem. The Yashami learns that from a pasuk. Maybe we'll speak of that a little later. He learns that from a pasuk. It says, Ocha b'iba ha-chaydash. L'meimra, the basar v'yayim maskut. Sounds like from here that they ate basar and drank wine at this party of Ibra ha-chaydash. V'atayim to the b'raisa. Ain't oyun lo'el pas dogam v'kitnias b'vad. You only have bread and beans by this party. So why are we saying that you have basar v'yayim there? So now, why taka they only have pas dogam v'kitnias? So it's not klar. The yadirma has like three pshatim. One of the pshatim of the yadirma is that maybe they'll eat achila gasa and they'll get drunk and they're not going to be ma'ayim v'dava karoyu. Another pshat he says is that it has to be aliyah l'shma. You have to go to l'shma, not for the suda. The only problem is that Rashi explains by arichas over here that this was stam a suda to be mefarsim that Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st day. He says it can't be you did here any you weren't coming here to do any kiddush achaydush. So first of all, because automatically the 31st day is mekudush. Also, you don't need 10 people for that. We'll see if it is suda, you need 10 people. It sounds like something to be fearsome, and other reasons. So the yadur ma'as pshat don't stim so good Rashi, but like upon him, in any case, it says that this suda you only had pas dogam kinnis bavat. So here it says basav yayin is part of the Suda's mitzvah. It's not true. And for the Gemara, Kamashwan, the Abgav, the Inu Oyin Loyal Paskinis V'yu, Asik Bas V'yayin. This guy stole Bas V'yayin, went to Iba Chodesh Suda, and he ate Bas V'yayin, which wasn't part of the Suda, but still, since it's by a Suda's mitzvah, it will not be Mimshech. Given the mitzvah Kasik, Loyin Mimshech. V'yu, Asik Bas V'yayin, Achel, given the mitzvah Kasik, Loyin Mimshech will not be Mimshech. Tana Rabbanan about the Suda, Ein Oilim B'Ibra HaChodesh Pachas Masar B'Adam. We're going to go Rashi's Pshat, that the Gavin Suda to Mepharsim that this month at 30 days, which they ate right after the 30th day, that night, that evening, has to be at least 10 people. Ve'ein Oilim L'Ela Pas Dogon V'Kinnis. Only allowed to bring to the party Pas Dogon V'Kinnis. Ve'ein Oilim L'Ela Ar Iburai. And you eat it after the Ibur. L'Ar Iburai means right after the Ibur. Ve'ein Oilim L'Ela B'Yayim L'Ela B'Lai. That has to be a night, not by day. Right, the Gemara Tanya ain't loyal by Elav Yehim says v'keret. You daf go by day. Kedom Rav Chiya ba'aba lebnei achrifu v'ulu. Go up a little early, and we'll explain why in a second. Achrifu puka and leave a little early. Keich l'shtam v'chu inchi. So Rashi explains that go up right before skia, so people should see you and they'll chap. Oh, I'm going up. But avada ikasuda has to be by night. But you should go a little bit by day so people should see you. And then in the morning, leave early. Because if you leave late, people think you only came the next morning. We want to show that you were there the whole night. And that's how you have the piercing. Now, the Aruch there asks, so why don't you say simple? It's a Suda Rosh Chodesh. Why do you have to come on to say, why are you saying this Suda is that's Ibra Chodesh? The Chari, if I'm eating a Suda at night, it's a Suda Rosh Chodesh. Aruch never believe from here, the Suda Rosh Chodesh has to be eaten by day, not by night. That's why it's not a Suda Rosh Chodesh tonight. It's only for the pierce of the Ibur, not for Suda Rosh Chodesh. Ayin Shum. We don't have time to get into that, but that's Ayin the Aruch Lanera of Anak. Ocha Maisa Shein Rishlaim. So if you eat Maisa Shein Rishlaim, it's not Mamshech. Why not? Kiven the Chiyuchayu Ka'ochalei Loi Mamshech. Since that's a normal way of doing the mitzvah, what do you do with Maisa Shein money? It says in the Pasuk that you buy the buck of a tzayin of a yayin of a sheikhar. That's what you do. You buy meat and wine. Since you're doing the normal thing, it's not considered a mamshech, it's not considered addictive, it's not going to cause you to go off the derech. Ochon avelos, trefavis, shkotsim, v'ramasim. Now, Rava's at a memory, we'll ask the kasha from these words in the Mishnah. Omer Rava, ochon basoi, if you eat chicken, ein anasa ben tzayra amayra. You only ben tzayra amayra if you eat baso behema, a good piece of steak. But if you eat chicken, it's not called a ben tzayra amayra. Freyti Gemara, v'anan t'nan, it said in the Mishnah, ochon avelos, v'trefais, shkotsim v'ramasim, Ein Asa ben Sarei Meir. Now Rashi explains that Shkotzim usually referring to a Oif Tomei. Nevel Shreif is a Behemah, but Shkotzim usually refers to a Oif Tomei. V'ramosim. So you see, Hot Tairim, Dafka, if it's these, Ein Asa ben Sarei Meir. Hot Tairim, Vitar, Ein Asa ben Sarei Meir. So you see that if you eat chicken, eat Basa Oif, bird, it is ben Sarei Meir. Only if it's Shkotzim, it's not. And for the Gemara, which means like this. It has to be Roy Basa Behema. You can mashlim the Shir Tamritar with Basa Oif. And on that we're saying, Dafka, if it's Basa Oif Kosher. If it's Basa Oif Treif, it's not. We'll explain why. When someone does Aveira, why it's not. Ben Sarei Meir, we'll explain that very soon. But just the words here. Rava says, a Basa Oif, you don't become Ben Sarei Meir. It's not addictive. It says in our Mishnah that Shkotzim is no good. Dafka quotes treif. It's mashva bitar. Oif would be called ben sarei meir. The answer is you could basa oif can be mashlim, and on that we're saying if it's treif, it cannot be mashlim. It said vayter in the Mishnah ochol dvar mitzvah tanchu me'avelim is dvar mitzvah. It means someone eats a sudas havra, which is a mitzvah, will not be a ben sarei meir. So Frank Rashi, you already said sudas mitzvah. And for Rashi, because I'm telling you, even if it's only to Kohanim Rabbanon, you think Chaburus Mitzvah Dafka Deraisa means Kohanim Shaychem Kachem Pesachim. But here it teaches us, even to Kohanim Rabbanon is considered Suras Mitzvah. You're going to ask me this Kasha, what do you mean? Suras Rashchaydish, Suras Ibor is Deraisa? That's the Rabbanon. So Frank the Masha. I think that's the Masha asked the Kasha. Someone in the back asked the Kasha, yeah? I'm not sure if he answers. And the answer, some said the answer is because that has to do with the rice, the maisa. Iva HaChodesh is the rice, right? The Suda is not the rice, but it has Shaykh's the rice. Here, the whole, the Nichem HaVeilim is the Rabbanon, and therefore it's what it means. Yeah. Zokta Gemara Vayter. So that's the case of Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Aveira is Tainas Sibra. Someone eats a Tainas Sibra, is no Ben Sarei Meir. But Tainas Meir, what's the reason all the Aveira is? The Veila is Trefesh, Gates, Shkotzer, Ramosim, someone eating a Tainas Sibra. Why is it not considered Ben Sarei Meir? Time I'm a crow. Pasuk says, "Einenu shemeya bekelenu." He's not listening to our voice. Bekelenu, he's not listening to our voice. Love because of Malkum. It can't be. It has to be. He's listening to Hashem, just not listening to us. But if you're not listening to us and not listening to Hashem, that's not called a Ben Sarei Meir. So there is a kasuv. Bekelenu is not listening to, but because of Malkum is listening to. And these things is not because of Malkum. So on this, the Rishami learns that from this pasuk, you also are memayit mitzvah as well. Einenu shemeya b'keilenu, but if it's a mitzvah, so then it's also memuyit from this pasuk ayin shom. But we learned our Gemara says the reason is because a mitzvah is not mamshich, it's not addictive, and the food there. And they're also saying legabe avera because it has to be that you're listening to kol shemakim. Ochol kol meichel v'loy ochol basar shosu kol mashka v'loy shosu yain. It has to be dafka basar and yain. Now, but ochel kol meichel v'loch abasar, it's kom lasuye devela ki'ilis. It means if someone eats this pressed figs, and shasu kol mashkel, shasu yayin lasuye devash v'cholov, honey and milk. The tayin with the rabbi. So ochel devela ki'ilis, v'shasu devash v'cholov, nichsa mikdash, someone in his mikdash, after eating these things, chayiv, he's chayiv because of yayin v'shecha al teisht. Why? So Rashi learns, the words of Rashi are, these things that all make someone drunk. Devash v'cholov and devela ki'ilis. And therefore, you would think maybe it's us or else that. Kamashlo, no, dafka, basa and yayim become a ben sarei meir, not these things. The only problem is that devela ke'ilis is b'mokayim basar, and basar has nothing to do with being drunk. So, because of that, the svarim, the Imre Tzvi, makes two separate things. Devela ke'ilis is not else being drunk, it's else making you full. And that's like similar to basa and be mamshich, and you would think that's a problem, kamashlo not. And cholov and dvash, what makes a person drunk, that you would think is a problem, kamashlo not, dafka wine. Let's finish up the Gemara to the Mishnah. A very easy piece of Gemara. Ein nasa ben sarei meir achi yechal basa v'shtiyayin. You don't become ben sarei meir until you eat ayin aleph amad aleph. You don't become ben sarei meir until you eat basar and drink wine. Tara bon ochel kol meichel v'le ochel basa. Eat every type of food, every type of sushi, but no basa. Shasa kol mashke, drank every drink in the world, every vodka, but no wine. For shasa yain, einoi nasa ben tzoyre umeri. Don't become ben tzoyre umeri, at shirich o basa vishti yain. Shnem is in the pasuk, zoylil v'soyve. V'avish in rayel dover, heino zoylil v'soyve means dafka basa yain. But zeichel dover we have, shnem alti v'soyve yain, v'zoylil basa lomai. Should not be busy with wine and basa. And you see the lashon soyve by yain and zoylil v'basa. V'oimer, another pasuk that shows these words, Kisoyve v'zoylel yivaresh. Someone was busy getting drunk and drink and eating basar. He's become poor. Going too much to fancy restaurants is not a good school of panasa. Yivaresh. The Karam Talvish Numa. Another school of panasa is not to sleep too much. The Karam Talvish Numa means the person who sleeps till 10 o'clock every morning is going to wear karam, he's going to wear clothing, ripped clothing, because he's not going to be able to take a panasa. And Rav Zera says, not only for panasa, it's for bigger things than panasa. Omar Rav Zera called Yosham Beis HaMedrash, someone dozes off in the middle of the shir, Teirasei Nasle Karam. His Torah becomes piecemeal. He'll know one piece here, a piece there. He wakes up and says, oh, Vavatim Lehem Acherim, Lehem Acherim, Lehem Acherim, Lehem Acherim, read the whole pasuk. Then say that. You have to read, sometimes the guy hears something in the shir and he starts quoting things over, like Elijah take a shower on Yom Tov. He doesn't hear the whole thing until he hears the whole thing. Then he has Karam, Karam. Shedema V'Karam Tavish Numa. Like now, someone will say, "Oh, for my shir, did I say I have to take a shower on Yom Tov?" So you're not allowed to take a shower on Yom Tov, but he'll hear something about that and then say that. Because if the guy falls asleep in the middle of the shir, then it's karoim, and that's the possibility. Karoim tabash numa. The guy who dozes off in the middle of the shir, his shir will be, his Torah will be karoim, karoim. Pasuk on the pasuk is the gabe the parnasa. Like it starts off, it says someone drinks wine yivarish. The karoim tabash numa. But Rav Yezer is saying it means the gabe Torah as well. And bottom line is, we've seen from this psukim that Zerah Vaseva means Basa and Yahim.